You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Recently, Joe Biden selected California Attorney General Xavier Becerra to serve as his Secretary of Health and Human Services. Meanwhile, he is still California's Attorney General and made these recent edited remarks.
As you know, Amazon, one of the largest companies in America, is expected to do record-breaking business online this holiday season, just as it has done throughout the year. Unlike its brick-and-mortar competitors, who find themselves operating under restrictions to protect public health, Amazon's business has boomed during the COVID-19 pandemic. The company expects sales in these last 3 months of 2020 to be north of $100 billion. And last quarter, its revenues soared while its profits tripled compared to 2019. All of this to say, Amazon, the company, is not suffering from the pandemic. But while Amazon continues to operate profitably, it has been less than forthcoming about its operations and its practices to protect its workers from COVID-19. For months, the California Department of Justice has been asking Amazon to provide this information. This morning, we filed a petition in Sacramento Superior Court requesting that the court order Amazon to comply with outstanding investigative subpoenas, which we issued as part of an ongoing open investigation into Amazon's COVID-19 worker health and safety practices. We served these investigative subpoenas on Amazon nearly 4 months ago, on August 19, 2020. And those subpoenas were preceded by months of communication with Amazon executives as we tried to secure the information about their workplace health and safety measures. To date, Amazon has failed to adequately comply with our lawful requests for information into the company's coronavirus protocols and the status of COVID-19 cases of Amazon facilities across the state. We filed this petition today because we urgently need to know about complaints made by Amazon associates to the company about working conditions. I want to stress our investigation is ongoing and no determination has been made regarding the company's coronavirus protocols, particularly given Amazon's limited responsiveness to date. But I also want to stress, we don't have time to drag our feet. Time is of the essence. Right now, as the first COVID vaccines are reaching some of our frontline workers, our state finds itself in the thick of this pandemic. If Amazon can next day deliver an 85-inch TV, it should be able to deliver to the Department of Justice the straightforward information we officially requested of them nearly 4 months ago. Amazon needs to turn over the information we have repeatedly and lawfully sought.